This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I'm speaking with today with Dario Monti, and Dario is the sales manager, and in this case, international sales manager, because he's located in Canada, and much of our market is in the United States, and he is the sales manager for SweepRite, which is return to the North American marketplace. I'm going to let you, Dario, talk about what that means. But SweepRite, as many of the old-timers will know, made the legendary SR2200 and SR4400 mechanical street sweepers are designed by equally less legendary Les Holusko, who was our 2015 recipient of the World Sweeping Association World Sweeper Award of Excellence in Power Sweeping. So, anyway, he is back in the industry, and I'm going to let Dario tell you about the new SweepRite model for 2019. So thanks for joining us, Mario, and I know everybody will be interested in hearing more about the return of SweepRite.
Well, good day, Ranger. Yes, SweepRite is back. What has basically happened is Merit Manufacturing, a Canadian company which specializes in the laser cutting, the forming and welding of metal components, mostly on the contract basis for other companies, decided that it was going to revitalize the SweepRite name and start building their products once again. And we're supporting not only new customers who want to buy SweepRite products, but we're actually supporting the entire legacy fleet. So if you're operating one of our older SR2200s or our SR4400s, you can actually get OEM parts.
That's going to be great news for those folks. I just know it. And I saw a photo of your new 2019. Tell me about what that machine is.
Well, we're presently manufacturing basically three items. Two are sweeper trucks, the S2 and the S3. The S2 is a smaller unit, very flexible, easy to handle. You don't require anything greater than a standard driver's license to operate the unit. They're easy to drive. They, you know, very, very steerable in small places like small parking lots, things like that. And then we build a really big unit, and it's called the S3. It is our beast. This is the most powerful sweeper you can buy in North America. It has four individual hydraulic pumps on board to operate the brushes and the conveyor system. Next to this, we have a series of add-ons to add to skid steer units. For instance, we have the G1 unit, which is essentially it is a gutter brush system that aids to cleaning out the gutters and putting it all into the street so a larger sweeper can come by and pick it up. We have the G2, which we refer to here as the hedgehog, and all that is a fast rotating single brush. It's an angular brush. And we have a model called the G3, which is a really unique product. There are many units out there that have a brush and a hopper that's attached to your skid steer. But in the case of the G3, it literally turns a skid steer into a full sweeper. It's very generous hopper size. The hopper itself is actually controlled hydraulically. The brush itself, we actually use the same technology that we use on our S2 and our S3. It's a floating brush on arms, so none of the weight of the unit actually sits on the brush other than the normal power that you set on the unit. The sweeper itself, the G3, sits on four wheels, so it follows a contour of the road. We have full dust control bar spray. It's really for people who have a number of different applications. One is for smaller communities, and two, if you have an emergency that you have to clean up, you just snap it onto your skid steer, and away you go.
Oh, that sounds very versatile, and I think that has a niche also in the marketplace. And are these machines now available? Are you stocking? Are you building ahead? How is that?
We are presently manufacturing the S2, the S3, G1, G2, and G3. In terms of stock situation, we are trying to develop an inventory, but we're fortunately discovering a lot of people who want to own them. So we're doing okay. We're keeping up with orders right now.
All right. Well, that'll may well change once the spring season really rolls around and the marketplace heats up. So folks might want to be looking at this now if they think they're going to be in the market for a broom sweeper, either CDL or non-CDL, in this coming season. Is there anything else we should know here about Merritt or about the Sweepright unit? I understand Les is working. I know he's retired, but he's working as a consultant and design expert on this machine. Anything more you can say about that?
Well, Les is working on a particular project for us. I'm not willing to say anything more about it because it's kind of, I've been sworn to secrecy. I mean, you can imagine, for someone who, like myself, is relatively new to the sweeper industry, having a meeting with Les Liska is like meeting Edison. He's been such an intellectual person in the industry, and I've had that opportunity to meet with him, and I certainly learned a great deal. But we will have a really different product to tell everybody about, I think it's the second half of 2019. Once again, Les is going to do what he's done before. He's going to take an existing technology and make it a tremendous amount better.
Well, now everybody loves a mystery, so I'm included in that. So I look forward to finding out what that is. And I've got to say, you and I spoke a little bit off the record about that here a day or so ago as well. And I'll tell everybody it's quite an exciting project. So we'll go from there. Well, from there, I guess we'll just say, if people want to know more information, there's an article that we are accompanying with this information. I know Dario can be reached at sales@MerrittSweepright, which is MERIT and then sweeprite.com, or you can call him at 519-648-9777, and his extension is 230. And the website is MerrittSweepright.com. So thank you very much, Dario, for the information, and I look forward to seeing the sweeper in person one of these times real soon.
We hope to be offering demonstrations of our units at trade shows in the future. As I said, the recent purchase of the company in 2018 has kind of put a lot of things on our plate, including moving our entire production facility across Canada. But we will definitely be out there with demonstration units. And for all of our fleet out there, the legacy fleet, if you're looking for any parts, give us a call.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.